Pop Defect Radio. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. 101 FM. Freak Radio Santa Cruz. Streaming live at freakradio.org.
Evil doers.
Please stand by.
Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM, freakradio.org, Pop Defect Radio Show. I'm your host and producer, Skidmark Bob. Listen online at popdefectradio.blogspot.com. And you are tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, as I said before. Unlicensed community radio for the Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay area. This week's show, we're going to feature tracks from Arcade Fire's forthcoming release, Leaked Early. It's coming out in August 2nd. It's called The Suburbs. Also, new tracks from Dear People, El Creepo. And right now, we're listening to Kronos Quartet, Floodplain release from 2009. Here on Free Radio 101 FM, freakradio.org. Love to share new music with you. Right now, this is the Arcade Fire off of The Suburbs. This is Ready to Start. Freak Radio, Santa Cruz, Pop Defect Radio. Brand new Arcade Fire here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. The latest album, it's called The Suburbs, Arcade Fire. It will be released on August 2nd, 2010, but I got a leaked copy here to share with you today. You just heard Empty Room and Ready to Start. This one's called Suburban War.
Streets we grew up in. Now the music divides. set fire on the western coast. Creeping like a child when you know it's close. Wishbone called and I know it's late. Motherfucker, I set my body on fire today. You can change your mind if you can get away. Yes, we can go and face the past and play the getaway. If you know that you're alright, you can get away. If you find another time, there's still things to say.
You can get away. You can fight.
Radio, Pop Defect Radio, 101 FM, freakradio.org, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. Stay tuned. This song, brand new, Laurie Anderson, off her album Homeland, 2010 release. This track is called Only an Expert. Stay tuned.
Now, only an expert can deal with the problem. Because half the problem is seeing the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. So if there's no expert dealing with the problem, it's really actually twice the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. In America, we like solutions. We like solutions to problems. And there's so many companies that offer solutions. Companies with names like the pet solution, the hair solution, the debt solution, the world solution, the sushi solution. Companies with experts ready to solve these problems. Because only an expert can see there's a problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. So you're invited to be on Oprah, and you don't have a problem, but you want to go on the show, and so you need a problem, and so you invent a problem. But if you're not an expert in problems, you're probably not going to make up a very plausible problem, and so you're probably going to get nailed, you're going to get exposed, and you're going to have to bow down and apologize and beg for the public's forgiveness.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem.
The shows that try to solve your problems. The big question is always, how can I get control? How can I take control? But don't forget, this is a question for the regular viewer. The person who's barely getting by. The person who's watching shows about people with problems. The person who's one of the 60% of the U.S. population. 1.3 weeks away. 1.3 paychecks away from a shelter. In other words, a person with problems. So when experts say, let's get to the root of the problem, let's take control of the problem, because if you take control of the problem, you can solve the problem. Often this doesn't work at all because the situation is completely out of control.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
Sometimes experts lend you money, and sometimes they lend you lots of money. And sometimes when the subprime mortgages collapse, and banks close and businesses fail, and the crisis spreads around the world, sometimes other experts say, just because all the markets crashed doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad thing. And other experts say, just because all your friends were fired and your family's broke and we didn't see it coming doesn't mean that we were wrong. Just because you lost your job and your house and all your savings doesn't mean that you don't have to pay for the bailouts, for the traders and the bankers and the speculators. Because only an expert can design a bailout, and only an expert can expect a bailout.
Because only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. I'm
July and January, and there's no more snow, and huge waves are wiping out cities, and hurricanes are everywhere, and everyone knows it's a problem. But if some of the experts say it's no problem, and if other experts claim it's no problem, or explain why it's no problem, then it's simply not a problem. But when an expert says it's a problem, and makes a movie about the problem, and wins an Oscar about the problem, and gets the Nobel Prize about the problem, then all the other experts have to agree, it is most likely a problem.
'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
Can invade another country and flatten it and ruin it and create havoc and civil war in that other country. If the experts say it's not a problem and everyone agrees they're experts and good at seeing problems, then invading those countries is simply not a problem. And if a country tortures people and holds citizens without cause or trial and sets up military tribunals, this is also not a problem. Unless there's an expert who says, this is the beginning of a problem.
'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. 'Cause only an expert can deal with the problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem.
Only an expert can see there's a problem. And seeing the problem is half the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem.
The major record labels say that downloading their music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show. When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. When an MC rhymes over a sampled beat, that's stealing. Have you ever sung happy birthday to your friend at a restaurant? Watch out, happy birthday is copyrighted. So if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be stealing music. Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? And stop giving them your money. Don't pay for major label music, and make sure your friends and family don't either.
How about trying this future on for size?
Even better, burn them CDs of the music they like, so they won't even want to buy it. If we pull the plug on the major labels, music gets better.
Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.
To find out more about what you can do, check out downhillbattle.org.
Pop Defense Radio.
PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Flesh tuxedos, cannibals feed like mosquitoes on
cute, just like our little sheepdog.
Do what economics in America means. Free enterprise. Go into business for yourself. Be rewarded direct proportion to the fruits of your own effort and labor. But don't just run out and get into business, for heaven's sakes. Don't follow somebody so close that when they go over the cliff, you follow them. Where you're heading in life, because you may not like where you're going to wind up. I love it in Idaho this time of year because we get a lot of heavy snowfall. I mean heavy snowfall. And we've had a tough winter up there this year. And I love to get my motor home out on the freeway when it's snowing hard. Because it's a classic example of sheep. And I'm talking human sheep. Now listen, so many people have been taught to listen to somebody else.
Surface mah drops
out of your
mouth.
you are without a doubt tuned to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com, where you can download and stream the show with more info and links to the bands. My name is Skidmark Bob. I want to put a special shout out to Sean out at Upstart Radio, upstartradio.com, for faithfully airing Pop Defect Radio and other incredible radio programming, streaming live 24/7 at upstartradio.com. Help them out with a donation if you can. And right now, this incredible trippy music is brought to you by Omar Rodriguez Lopez Quartet, the guitarist for Mars Volta and At the Drive-In, who puts out solo stuff almost weekly. I have to be honest. He puts out stuff almost every month. There's something new from Omar Rodriguez Lopez. Excellent guitar player. We also heard from John Zorn with Fred Frith off the 2010 release Late Works. We heard Legend of the Smell. And we also heard an older short John Zorn track called Reanimator. El Creepo was in there with Skeleton Horse off of their self-titled release 2009. And we started off the set with the infamous Laurie Anderson with Only an Expert off of her Homeland release 2010. Coming up, we got some Silver Sun pickups, and we'll end with two more from the latest 2010 Arcade Fire The Suburbs release. But right now, here's a track from Ratatat off of their 2010 LP4 release. The track is called Biller. Keep it locked.
Maybe.
Blogspot.com. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Too young, now that night. uncle's gone. I guess I'll just pack it in. Wanna wash away my sins in the presence of my friends. Something's gotta give. Where I was born. Some people say we've already.